So I was just going to kind of cover what we're seeing out in the market right now. And, you know, as he mentioned, where the capital, what the major capital sources are and where the money's coming from. So just to touch on a few highlights here. First off, you know, our business has been really since about 2010, been on a just really strong run. And, you know, a lot of that's obviously due to just cheap money. It's interest rates have been low, remain low. There was a big announcement yesterday that the Fed's still not going to raise rates. So that's helped us out. Even long-term, you know, U.S. Treasuries, which impact commercial real estate more, have come in quite a bit. So that's been a huge driver. And, you know, it made all the capital sources out there very competitive. And, you know, the flip side of that is it's also allowed lenders to get pretty fat here recently. There's two components to a commercial interest rate. You got your index, which is, say, like the 10-year Treasury or a 30-day LIBOR, and then on top of that, you got your risk spread, right? And those spreads right now are still really fat, just compared to historical trends. If you compare to our last cycle, 05 to 07, you know, spreads may have been 100 to low 100 basis points to where now they're 200 to the low 200s. So I always get the question, if rates go up, you know, what impact is it going to have on commercial real estate rates? And, you know, at some level it will impact it, but there is quite a bit of room. So if the 10-year Treasury rose half of, you know, from 2% to 2.5%, there's plenty of room in spreads to go from 200 to 150, for example, and your all-in rate remains the same. So, you know, it keeps us a little optimistic that just commercial real estate borrowing rates should stay relatively low for a little while.